Hi, I'm Carl Azim. CNN 10 is getting things started this Tuesday with a report concerning Russian athletes and international sports. In fact, if the World Anti-Doping Agency gets its way, Russian athletes won't be allowed to compete in major international sports for 4 years. The World Anti-Doping Agency works to keep certain drugs out of sports. Performance-enhancing drugs, which could give athletes an unfair advantage, are among them. In 2016, a report came out that accused Russia of having a widespread and complicated doping or drug program that was supported by the Russian government. The World Anti-Doping Agency says Russia hasn't fully cooperated with investigations into this, so it voted on Monday to ban the country from major events. What does that mean? If the decision is upheld, Russia won't be able to host any major international sporting events for 4 years. In the 2020 Summer Olympics and Paralympics, the 2022 Winter Olympics, and the 2022 World Cup Finals, the Russian flag won't be flown and the country's national anthem won't be played. This doesn't mean that all Russian athletes have been kicked out. Those who can prove they never took part in doping programs can still compete as neutral athletes. You might remember in the 2018 Olympics how a number of people competed as Olympic athletes from Russia. When they won medals, the Olympic flag was raised and the Olympic anthem was played. That same thing could happen again. And if the Russian national soccer team qualifies for the 2022 World Cup, it will be allowed to play, but will have to compete as a neutral team. The World Anti-Doping Agency says Russia's been given every chance to, quote, get its house in order and rejoin the global anti-doping community, but it chose instead to continue in its stance of deception and denial. The United States Anti-Doping Agency says Russia's punishment doesn't go far enough, that the country should have been completely banned from international competition. But Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev says though his country has had problems with doping, the decision to ban Russian athletes, including some who've already been punished, makes it look like a continuation of anti-Russian hysteria. He wants Russian organizations to appeal the decision, and another Russian government official suggested the country would do that because Russia, quote, must defend our athletes.